The holiday shopping season is not quite behind us, not when you factor in the increasing popularity of the gift card. Here's NPR's Kathleen Schalk.
Gift cards first showed up in the mid-1990s, according to Karen Larson, vice president of prepaid services with First Data.
2004 and 2005, you've really seen it basically explode.
First Data found that nearly 6 out of 10 American adults had purchased or received a gift card in the past 12 months, and that the percent of people giving gift cards as Christmas presents has doubled. Last year, the National Retail Federation found that gift cards accounted for 8% of holiday sales. NRF Vice President Scott Krugman says that number's probably headed higher.
Clearly, the stigma of gift cards being the lazy person's gift is gone. We did poll consumers, and they told us they're going to spend 6.6% more than last year, which would translate into $18.5 billion in holiday sales.
What accounts for this? Karen Larson says retailers have found ways to make the cards seem more personal. There are cards for teenagers, homemakers, chefs, and so on. There are cards that sparkle, feature holograms, and even pictures.
And that's where perhaps a grandchild can have his photo taken and that card goes to grandma. Or there's a lot of pets being photographed and put on gift cards this year.
Larson says another innovation is what she calls gift card mini malls. Retailers, grocery, convenience, office supply stores, and others are selling other retailers' gift cards. Merchants get a commission and perhaps some extra foot traffic. Retailers like gift cards for another reason as well, as an antidote to the January doldrums. Barry Ritholtz is chief market strategist for the Maxim Group.
What that ends up doing is actually extending the Christmas season into January, which the stores love.
Gift card sales will take time to tally. Stores can't report them until the cards are actually redeemed. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.